If you are a visitor, you need to come back and hear Brother Mike Ray preach. I am telling you, and I'm not just saying it, he is one of my favorite preachers. You know, it's kind of bad. When you got a good preacher, everybody wants to hear him, okay? And thank you so much as a church for sharing your pastor with us and other churches across the country and how God has used him in my life personally. He is an encourager. Can I get a witness there? Amen. He is an encourager. And we really need that in this day and age. Now, I'm surprised that he preaches to about 1:30 or 2 o'clock on Sunday. We get out way early before that on Sundays. I never keep our congregation to 1:30, 2 o'clock. So y'all going to get out early today, okay? The visitors are looking like, man, I'm glad he's preaching and not the pastor. No, I know what time y'all normally get out, and I'm just kind of messing with y'all this morning. But the book of Romans, chapter number 5, I appreciate Brother Jonathan Ray coming picking me up last night. That was an adventure. If you heard your pastor's story about the bear hunt, have y'all heard that? And all that happened there? Me and Jonathan's story last night had that beat. I think we're right there with him. Amen. What an adventure, okay? If you have your Bibles, Romans chapter number 5. I'm glad Sister Ray is a lot better. She's probably been one of the most prayed for ladies across the country. And I'm so glad that she's doing better. Amen. And we really pray for her constantly at our church. The book of Romans chapter number 5. If you're able, I stand. The book of Romans chapter number 5. I will read out loud. And you just follow as I read. I guess I just have my lapel. Is that correct? I can move this? Okay, good. Thank you. All right, the book of Romans, chapter number 5. And I think you need to add to your pulpit. It's a little short. It's a little short here, all right? All right, some of you, y'all got that. That's good, all right? When he comes to my church, he says, y'all need to lower the pulpit, all right? So I'm getting even with him. And look at Romans chapter number 5, the book of Romans. You know it's good to be saved. Amen. What a great crowd here on Sunday morning, and the weather's been bad. We're glad you're here, but please come back and hear the pastor. The book of Romans chapter number 5, look at verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our, what does it say? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 2 would be our text. By whom also we have what? Access by faith. Into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I want you to notice very carefully, this word is not found many times in the Bible, but look at verse 2, by whom also we have, here's the word, what is the word, help me? Access by faith into his grace wherein we stand. Access. That word access means admission. Admission, okay? By whom also we have, help me out one more time, we have what? Access by faith. Father, we love you. We thank you for this trip that the pastor's on and the members that are with him and others that are there. Lord, thank you for those that were being baptized in the Jordan River. And God, we just thank you for this great church. Thank you for the members, many who have sacrificed, who have given, who have been faithful. God, who stood with the pastor through the thick and thin. God, we thank you for the good crowd. We're praying and begging and pleading and asking, Father, that you would meet with us today in a real special way. And Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for what you're going to do. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray and ask it all. Amen. You may be seated. Just one more quick time before we get into the message. I just want to draw your attention to verse 2. The Bible says, By whom also we have what? Access. You know, we live in a day where a lot of devices that you and I use, we have what is called an access code. We have an access code. Many of you have an iPhone, and if you, you know, get your iPhone, there's some little numbers you got to put in there for that phone to work. Many of you have an iPad, and there's an access code into your iPad. Some of you have a computer, and you log in a certain number that brings your computer to life, to where you can use it. Some of you use an ATM machine. I had a man in my church last week who told me he'd never had used an ATM machine. But some of you use an ATM machine, and you'll go there, and there's an access code that you got to put in to draw money out of that account. Some of you make bank deposits, and there's a number you have, and I know we have direct deposit most places today, but some still, you make a bank deposit or you make a withdrawal, and there's something you have to write. There's a certain digit number that you have to write there to access that account. Some of you own your vehicles. My wife's vehicle has my wife drives a Ford F-150. Can I get a witness there? And somebody said, you have a truck? So they don't need one. My wife's got one, all right? And no, I drive a little Ford Ranger. But anyway, she has a little access code. She can lock it, and he hit these numbers. And I'm always asking, babe, what is your code? What? How do you get into your truck? I can't remember it, okay? And some of you own your home. We have on our front door, we have an access code where you go to come through our front door, and there are certain numbers that you, I would tell you, but I don't know if you would. Can I trust y'all this morning? Can't trust Brother Jonathan. I could give you my access code into my house, and I trust all of you. But I don't trust the people that may be live streaming. I'm just kidding, all right? Oh, across the country, all right? So, but there's a number in our front door. I'm just messing with you that you hit these numbers, and it's really simple, but it access you into our home. I want to preach to you this morning on the subject, the access code. The access code. Let me give them to you quickly. And this is not really the message, but number one, Jesus is the access code to heaven. Amen. I said Jesus is the access code to heaven. Look with me in John chapter number 10, and I'll quote this verse while you go in there. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's only one name that you can call upon to be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. Look at Romans chapter number 10, and look at verse number 1. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. If a person's going to enter into heaven, he's got the access code, and the access code into heaven is Jesus Christ. Did you know this morning there's no other way a person can enter into heaven? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not whosoever calls on Hopewell Baptist Church, not whoever calls on the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church or the Baptist Church, but whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go with me to Acts chapter number 4 quickly this morning. Jesus is the access code to heaven. Look with me, if you would, quickly at the book of Acts chapter number 4. And look at verse number 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I do not apologize for this. There's only one name you can call upon to be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. You can call on Buddha, but he is not the access code. You can call on Muhammad, but he is not the access code. The only name you can call upon to be saved, that name is Jesus Christ. That name is Jesus Christ. I was out knocking some doors, and this man came to the door, and he was angry, and he was just said, you know, he said, you know, going to heaven, you know, you may go down Canal Road to get to the beach, or you may go down Courthouse Road to get to the beach, or you may go down Calvin Lorraine Road get to beach. And he said, you know, what you need to understand, preacher, what it don't matter what road you go down, and all those roads lead to the same place. And what he was saying, you know, that all religions, you know, any religion will get you to heaven. Well, I'm going to say this to you. No religion is going to get you to heaven. I said no religion is going to get you to heaven. You don't go to heaven by a religion. You go to heaven by a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And I looked at that man and I said, you know, you may go down Courthouse Road and get to the beach, and you may go down Cowan and Lorraine Road and get to the beach. I said, but when you die, you're not going to the beach. I said, when you die, you're going to go to a place called heaven or to a place called hell. Hey, the access code is not your good works. The access code is not your baptism. The access code is not the golden rule. The access code is not the Pope or Mary or the Baptist preacher. The access code is not your mama, your daddy, or a friend. The access code into heaven is Jesus Christ. He's the access code. Fellas, I asked y'all to help me. Would y'all, they have it on their shirts this morning. Fellas, would y'all stand? Turn around, and y'all going to help me out this morning. I asked them, could they help me? Look at that. Y'all help me out. J-E-S-U-S. Help me. Say it with me. J-E-S-U-S. That is the access code into heaven. Thank you, fellas. That's the access code into heaven. It is J-E-S-U-S. If you're going to hit the code and get in, you got to go through Jesus Christ. That's the only access code. May I say number two, Jesus not only sees the access code into heaven, but Jesus is the access code to peace. He's the access code to peace. Go to Romans chapter number 5 quickly this morning. Look at Romans. You know, religion will not give you peace. Did you know money will not give you peace? Did you know stuff will not give you peace? The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9 that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Look at Romans chapter number 5 again in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you're going to have peace, you got to know Jesus Christ. I know you've heard this, but I like it. Know peace, know Jesus, no peace. Know Jesus, K-N-O-W, know Jesus, no peace. Amen. See that? Jesus is the access code to peace. You know, one thing that this world is lacking, and one thing that people are looking for, they're looking for peace. Some people try religion. Some people try this. You know what? We don't have peace in our schools. You know what? We don't have peace in our country because we've kicked out the access code. You know what? We don't have peace in our homes. My friend, Jesus is the key. Jesus is the access code to peace in your home. Peace in your marriage, peace in your family, peace in your church, peace in this country, peace in our schools. Hey, we've gotten rid of the access code. If we're going to have peace, we've got to have Jesus. Look in the Gospel of John, if you would, quickly this morning. The Gospel of John, look at chapter number 16. The access code is Jesus. If you're going to go to heaven, you got to go through Jesus. If you're going to have peace, you got to go through Jesus. Look in John chapter 16 very quickly. In John 16, look at verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have what? That in me you might have peace. Can I ask you a question this morning? Do you have peace? The only thing that will give you peace in this life is having the right relationship with Jesus Christ. Not only is Jesus the access code to heaven, not only is Jesus the access code to peace, but quickly this morning, Jesus is the access code to joy. You know, this world doesn't have a lot of joy. One of my men came into the prayer room the other night, and he said to me, Pastor, have you noticed? People are so angry. People are just so angry everywhere you go. Nearly every week of our life, we hear people going into a Walmart or going here and there. We hear about all these killings. And hey, people are miserable. You know why? They don't have the access code. The access code to joy is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans chapter 5, listen to verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Money is not going to give you joy. Hey, stuff is not going to give you joy. It is only Jesus Christ that's going to give you joy. He's the access code. He's the access code to heaven. Jesus is the access code to peace. Jesus is the access code to joy. And may I say this morning, He's the access code to hope. Do you know there's no hope outside of Jesus Christ? There's, you know, we people are looking to Washington for hope. You're looking in the wrong place. People are looking to the Democrat Party for hope. You're looking in the wrong place. Some of you are going to get offended here. Some people are looking to the Republican Party for hope. Hey, hope for our country is not found in the Republican Party. It's not found in the Democrat Party. Hey, it's not found in Washington, D.C. Hey, hope for our nation is found in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, this is my introduction. Y'all with me? Trying to go fast in this introduction, but in 1 Timothy, chapter number 1, listen to this. 1 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Hope is found in Jesus Christ. Amen. Joy is found in Jesus Christ. Peace is found in Jesus Christ. Going to heaven is found in Jesus Christ. May I say quickly, Jesus is the access code to victory. To victory. Hey, if you're struggling with an addiction, if you're struggling with pornography, if you're struggling with alcohol, if you're struggling with drugs, whatever that sin might be, if you're being defeated by the devil, hey, victory is found in Jesus Christ. At our song, we sang, "Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever." Victory is in Jesus Christ. We never say victory in Brother Carr. Victory in Brother Ray. Victory in hope. No, it is victory in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, listen, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, and the Bible says in verse 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Are you with me this morning, church? I'm saying, hey, if you're going to go to heaven, Jesus is the access code. If you're going to have peace, Jesus is the access code. If you're going to have joy, Jesus is the access code. If you're going to have hope, Jesus is the access code. If you're going to have victory, Jesus is the access code. By the way, Jesus is the access code to prayer. Jesus is the access code to prayer. Listen to John chapter number 14 and listen to verse number 13. In John chapter 14 and listen to verse number 13, the Bible says this, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do." Jesus is the access code to prayer. You say, well, you're just sounding like Jesus is just the answer. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And so can I just quickly give you my message this morning? Let me just give you 4 or 5 quick points. And we'll let you go. Number one, some of you know the access code, but you don't tell it. That's right. I'm preaching here this morning. You're kind of looking at me. I thought I'd come here and preach something, you know. I ain't never heard before. If you ain't never heard it, it's probably not in the Bible. Because you got a preacher that preaches the Bible. I don't have any new sermon. I don't have any, you know, new doctrine to share with you this morning. But I'm going to tell you, there's a world out there dying and going to hell. And you and I, we know the access code to heaven is Jesus Christ. We know the access code to joy is Jesus Christ. We know the access code is peace is Jesus Christ. We know this world don't have any hope other than Jesus Christ. We know there is victory in Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to tell somebody the access code. And I don't want to get into this, and I don't want to, upset folks and offend folks, but, you know, they try to come up with a vaccine, and, you know, for the COVID, and all that was really super big stuff. And but, you know, just for argument's sake, let's say you had the formula that where if you took the shot, you wouldn't get the virus. That one, you missed that, okay? I said you missed that, all right? You missed it. I thought a vaccine was supposed to stop you, right, from getting that disease. You know, polio, you get the vaccine, you're supposed to not get polio, right? Boy, I lost you on that. But let's suppose you had it, okay? Let's suppose you had I just preached one of the best ladies in my church, a Sunday school teacher, 25 years. Almost 25 years. Died with cancer. What if you had my brother died with cancer a few years ago. What if you had the formula for the cure for cancer? One of the things that would break your heart, if you ever seen a child with cancer, it'd just break your heart. If you've ever had a loved one, and I'm sure in a congregation like this, if you had a loved one ever to die with cancer, oh, I watched my brother go through that. I just watched this dear member of Lady Miss Marilyn, a dear member in our church. She started the widow's ministry in our church, and just a dear, sweet, loving woman. And I knew when she said, "Pastor, I have cancer and it spread across my body," I knew what that meant. I knew most likely what was going to happen. And if you were here this morning, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you had the cure for cancer, if you had the cure for COVID, and if you had that cure for those ailments, for those diseases or those viruses, and you kept it to yourself, I would be upset with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to a good church. We have a good pastor. And my friend, a lot of you know the access code. You know it better than I know it, but we don't never tell nobody. We don't never tell anybody. We need to tell folks the way to heaven is Jesus Christ. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I've told you this over and over. And you've heard my testimony. My dad was a drunk. And nobody in my family was saved. But I am glad that somebody told my family the access code. I thought it was joining the church. I thought it was getting baptized. I thought it was living a good life. I did not know the way to heaven was only through Jesus Christ. Number two, some of you know the access code, but you don't tell it. Number two, some of you know the access code, but you don't use it. See, Jesus is not just for the lost world, though we want to give them the gospel. Jesus is the answer for the saved person too. We're like we get saved, and now we don't need Jesus anymore. My friend, some of you have peace. Watch this. You have peace with God, but you don't have the peace of God. There's a great difference. Go to Philippians chapter 4. This dear lady in my church that just passed away. And she looked at me. I was visiting her in her home, and her husband sitting there. He was usher in our church, and just faithful. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You know, that kind of a member. And she looked at me with a smile. No, she wasn't wanting to die, of course. But she looked at me with a smile and said, "Pastor, if I die, I know where I'm going." She said, "Pastor, I have peace with God," and she had the peace of God. Look in Philippians, my friend, money won't give you that. A house won't give you that. It's only Jesus Christ. You know what we're missing today in our churches? We've made peace with God, but we're not having the peace of God. in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts. I told the Sunday school class, my first cousin, we grew up together. His son, last week, they found him asleep. He died in his sleep. He was 36 years old. And I called a good preacher friend of mine and said, look, I'm going to meet with my cousin. And they just lost their son. And they're just going to be tore up. And they're just going to be just, I mean, in pieces. And they asked me to preach the funeral. And they're going to probably be crying so loud, nobody will probably even hear me preach. I said, it's going to be really hard. And it's going to be difficult. Please pray. And I asked my church, please pray. They came and sat in my office. They did cry some, but they had a peace. At the funeral, you could sense the peace of God that they had in their life. We had a tremendous service. And he gave me, my cousin, text me that verse, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Are y'all with me this morning? I don't know what your tragedy is. I don't know what your heartache is. But ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the access code, my friend, to heaven, to be saved. Some of you know it, but you don't tell it. Some of you know it, but you don't use it. My friend, you need fellowship with Jesus Christ. You've been saved. You know you're going to heaven, but you've gotten out of fellowship with God. You've gotten out of fellowship with God. You're not where you used to be. You don't have the joy, the excitement, the zeal that you used to have. The theme of your year is building back and rebuilding. And my friend, listen, we need for God to do a work in our hearts. May I say number 3, you're going to like this. Quickly, watch this. Some of you know the access code, or you used to, but you forgot it. I don't know, maybe several months ago. I don't remember exactly. It might have been longer than that. I drove to an ATM machine at our bank. You know, I need to get some cash. So I went to the ATM machine. I pulled up, hit the button, light comes on, hit another button. Then it says code, PIN number, you know. And I looked at it, honest truth, Lord my witness. I couldn't remember it. My mind went totally, and I've used it 1,000,000,000 times. I called my wife. I said, babe, I don't remember the code to the number. And she gave me the number. I'm not giving you that number. I could not remember it. You with me this morning? Go to 2 Peter. Let me show you. Some of you, you've forgotten the access code. You've forgotten to come to Jesus Christ. You've forgotten that Jesus is still the answer. See, we're beginning to think a lot of other things is the answer. No, it's still Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. It has always been Jesus, and it will always be Jesus. If you're going to have peace, if you're going to have joy, if you're going to have salvation, if you're going to have victory, it is Jesus Christ. Look in 2 Peter chapter number 1. Watch this quickly. 2 Peter chapter number 1. The Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath what? Forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Some of you have forgotten the access code. May I say quickly, some of you have had your access code hacked. You ever been hacked? You ever been hacked? Several of you been hacked? A good man in my church called me on Sunday afternoon, called me before church. And I'm not saying I agreed with him, but he called me. He said, preacher, I was having a Christmas offering. He said, I went to draw some money out of the bank to give to the Christmas offering and don't have a dime. Somebody has hacked my account And this man is put together. I mean, he has a really good job. I mean, he's put together. And he said, he's the kind of guy that would have a, no, not rich, he'd have a little money. He said, they have taken every dime. He said, I am so upset. You know, we're letting the world hack us. The Bible says, let no man spoil you through philosophy. And if we're not careful, the world is hacking us and our children with the transgender and the big push in the homosexual society today. In my opinion, if we're not careful, we're going to buy into the philosophy of the world. But the Bible is still right. When God made Adam, he made him a helpmeet, and it was a woman. Boy, it's quiet. I said that in Mississippi, they'd be shouting, waving their Bible. I don't care if I'm in California. I don't care if I'm in San Francisco. God made a helpmeet, my friend, for Adam, and it was a whoop. Amen. We're letting Hollywood hack us. We need to stick with the Bible. Can I get a witness? Amen. May I close with this? Some of you know the access code, but you don't tell it. Some of you know the access code, but you don't use it. Some of you have forgotten the access code. Some of you have allowed the world to hack you and try to, you know, we bind into a philosophy and, you know, the churches are changing and everything is changing. We're like, well, our church won't, you know, they need to get with the program. And no, we need to stick with the old paths and stick with the Word of God. Everybody's looking for this new little thing that's coming around. And we're buying into all of that stuff. May I close with this? Some of you, I wouldn't think many, I would hope none, but maybe you want nothing to do with the access code. A lot of people today are bitter, angry, and upset with God. You can tell it when you, if you did a lot of funerals like most pastors, it's been there like your pastor and I've been at our church a long time now. You can be preaching and you can be talking about that person. And most of the time, everybody will be all right with you. They'll be smiling and they'll be enjoying the sermon. And you start talking about Jesus and he's the way to heaven, you can start seeing their whole body language change. You go out and knock doors and people don't want anything to do with Jesus Christ. There's a lot of bitter, angry people. My dad grew up really, really, really poor during the Great Depression. He had a sister that got so hungry one time, literally ate dirt. Literally ate dirt. And my dad said, if that's a God in heaven that would let my sister eat dirt, let me do it. Let me do it. My dad could not read, he could not write. My dad, for years and years, he wanted nothing to do with the access code. But I got good news. Through years of praying and my mom getting saved and my mom changing, finally my dad came to Jesus Christ and got saved. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? You may be here and you're, I don't know what's happened in your life and things have happened and the devil's trying to use it to harden your heart and to turn you away from Jesus Christ. Allow that to cause you to run to Jesus, not turn away from Jesus. I could tell you stories, keep you here literally to 2:30 in my own life. Not even talking about my church family. The tragedies, problems, heartaches. My son Josh, since he was a little boy, he was on Get asthma, taking breathing treatments, inhalers. And he's very sick. And it's possible he may need a lung transplant. If you get a lung transplant, they normally give you about 10 years. Sometime this month, they're supposed to go in and cut off some of his lung. That's my son, Josh. I could tell you other stuff. I could tell you problems, heartaches. It never stops. But I'm not going to turn away from Jesus. I'm going to go to Jesus. Some of us this morning, you got these heartaches and I'm up here preaching and you're not interested because you're mad and you're upset because this is happening, that's happening. You're like, God, where are you at? That's the devil working on you. I just want to go ahead and just make it clear. I love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm glad that He loves me. And I want to go ahead and tell you, the devil's a liar.
Amen.
Well, God loved you so much. Why did this happen and that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, the devil's a liar. We need to stay with Jesus Christ. The access code. Fellows, would y'all stand one more time? The access code. There it is right there. They got it all. J-E-S-U-S. Thank you, fellas, for your help. Here's the access code to heaven. If you're going to go to heaven, you got to go through Jesus. If you're going to have peace, you got to go through Jesus. If you're going to have joy, you got to go through Jesus. If you're going to have hope, you got to go to Jesus. Hey, if you're going to have victory, you got to go to Jesus. If you're going to pray, you got to go through Jesus. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except by me. Jesus is the access code. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. This morning, appreciate your listening, your patience.